Yes, ma'am.
I don't know if anybody else watched it on Friday night. They had the NFL awards ceremony. And it's very entertaining, because it's in Las Vegas, baby. You know, that's what they said. But every single athlete that went up there to accept an award, the first thing out of their mouth, and they really highlighted what they do on the field and what they do in their community. I want to thank my Lord and Savior, first of all, and then they went down the line and thanked their family. They thanked that there was only one person out of every single one that went on stage, and they showed a lot of clips of how they do their community service. So I'm not sure who all watched it, if anybody watched it, but it was very entertaining and it was very touching. And for them to be so humbled, because these are multi-million dollar athletes. And the first thing out of their mouth was, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for my Lord and Savior. Mm-hmm. Okay. No.
You're right. Because you're seeing more and more of that now, because people realize, even the millionaires and the famous people, and how can they influence young men? You hear about Bobby Bowden and Mike Martin, some of the testimonies there. Not only was he my coach, he was like a father to me. He was a mentor. See, that's the responsibility that we all have. Now, we can't be professional athletes or professional coaches or professional Christians, but we need to encourage one another and do that. You know why? Because his name is wonderful.